in society, if you want to follow each and every circumstances that are peculiar to people, it will be very difficult to maneuver. These well-wishers are supporting a genuine cause, a noble cause, whereby if you celebrate the birthday of an icon, you are actually instilling a very good culture in society, a culture informed by the very leader whom we are celebrating. Therefore, of course, we have dissenting voices here and there.
Now, there's some people who are saying that, look, companies are closing down, there are no jobs in Zimbabwe, and so many other problems. So they're saying, you know, celebrating this birthday is actually an insult to them.
It's very important to separate issues. Let's not mix issues, economic issues, and the birthday itself. It's just as good as saying, because in society, for example, amongst relatives, you get people who die here and there. Therefore, you are not supposed to celebrate your birthday or have a wedding or any other part, because from time to time, people cry or people mourn. It's worth celebrating, you know, being liberated and being led by this man who sacrificed a lot for this country.
And finally, others are saying, you know, the president is now very old. At 91, he should be with his, you know, nephews and nieces and not running the country.
Well, those are people, even if he was 30 years old, they would still say the same. He's not supposed to lead because they have their own choices. But the people, not only the people of Zimbabwe, even the people of Africa, AU, are very much aware that he's 91. But look what they did. They gave him that mandate to lead Africa. You see, that is because people have confidence in his leadership qualities and in his abilities. So those are just detractors.